and
Oddworld.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 1. What I'm going to be doing is reading paranormal stories that I've pulled from the internet or that you guys have sent in. I am a paranormal investigator. Naturally, I enjoy paranormal stories that people have, so I figured why not just read them to you guys. I mean, I hope you guys like paranormal stories if you're listening. If not, bye. But I know that if you guys previously listened to It's an Oddworld After All, we kind of did true crime in there, but I'm really going to be sticking to paranormal. Before today's stories, I'm going to tell you about a piece of paranormal equipment. I'm going to be doing this probably every other episode or once a month or something. I'm not sure yet. I haven't quite worked that out. But nonetheless, I'm going to give you a little lesson on a piece of paranormal equipment. Today's paranormal equipment lesson is an EVP recorder. It stands for Electronic Voice Phenomenon, and it is a staple in the paranormal community. It is a very handy tool for documenting activity on any exploration. So it's an audio recorder, and you can pick up audio frequencies that you can't hear with your own ears. And it's pretty cool. It's the tool that you'll see most investigators use to talk into and say, hey, are you here? And then they play it back and it'll be like, yes, I'm here. Okay, maybe not like that, but you know what I'm saying. If you've seen a paranormal show, that's what it is. It's a recorder, and it's one of my favorite tools. It comes with me every time I go on an investigation. Yes, I have picked up some things with mine. I don't know. It's a neat little tool, honestly. It's cool to play it back and hear something there answering your question when you didn't hear it with your own ears. So I don't know. What do you think? I'm going to be jumping right into the stories now because it's just me and I really want to read these stories. So I hope you guys like this. And here we go.
This comes from an anonymous writer.
I have a few stories from a past house I lived in. I'll save that for another time. But my husband and I believe our new house is haunted. We bought it a little over a year ago for a shockingly low price for the city we were in. The inspection was good, so we moved on it. A quick Google search told us that the original owner died in the house less than 10 years ago. We don't know how. When we walked through the house, I bumped up against long metal chimes connected to the doorbell in the hallway. I'm clumsy, and the chimes were on the route from the master bedroom to the bathroom. So I knew they'd have to go, so I didn't scare the shit out of myself. The day that we closed on the house, I went to move a few boxes in after work. I was alone, as my husband works overnights. We had a bed bug scare at work, so I was running everything through the dryer as I moved it in. I ran down into the basement and was throwing stuff in the dryer when I heard the chimes. Not an organized tune as if the doorbell had been rung, but the sound as if someone had bumped into it like I had. The first time I thought I was imagining it, but the second time it was loud. The house was completely empty of all belongings, other people, and while we have dogs, they weren't moved into the new house yet. I ran out of the house and only returned with my husband. Shortly after that, we took the chimes down, but routinely find lights on knowing that we turn them off before bed, almost every night. The cats will act like someone is in the room when there's not. And one friend refused to sleep upstairs in the guest bedroom when dog sitting and slept in our room because she said the upstairs feels haunted. I've heard a distinctive single cough coming from upstairs on two separate occasions when I've been home alone. I'm frequently alone at night, and I have to admit it sometimes feels as if someone else is in the room. I won't share it on a public forum, as our kitchen is very distinctive and it shows quite a bit of our home. But a few months ago, I took a video of one of our cats acting very strangely and staring at something towards the ceiling. I posted it on my story on Instagram, joking the kitchen being haunted. Cats are spooky. And my sister sent me back a screenshot. I'd swung the phone around to capture the nothing that this cat was staring at. My sister pointed out that part of the image is darker than the rest and insisted it's the shape of a head. It does appear that way, and my cat was absolutely transfixed. At any rate, I'm not really quite sure what to believe, but both my husband and I think it's possible the past owner is still present in the house. While we don't believe it's bad energy per se, it still freaks me out. I should add, while we don't know how they died, we know that it wasn't due to violence inflicted by self or other. Obits online said they passed away peacefully in their home. I just didn't want the bit about the death to seem more mysterious or dramatic than it probably is. So that was pretty spooky it is. I was gonna say oh my god, scary or spooky, so spooky. Okay, anyhow, do any of you have any past residents living in your house right now? I would really love to know. But we're gonna head on to the next one now.
This is from Megan599 on Reddit.
I just moved into a new house and I'm scared. I've been living here for about a month now. It's newly constructed by a couple of years. The first couple of weeks, it felt so bright and cheery. Everything felt great. I got great vibes from everything about it. It felt like I had made a great decision. Also, to preface, I do have a carbon monoxide detector. I put it in on the first night. My first couple nights sleeping here, it already started. I would have auditory hallucinations right before falling asleep, which I have never had before. I would hear whisper in my ear. The first one was, "Hello, how are you?" And I quickly snapped awake. Then it's been the sounds of yelling, people bustling around me, etc., etc. But I quickly snapped up and nobody is there. I started having vivid nightmares every night. I don't usually have vivid dreams, and I haven't had nightmares in forever. It would be things like seeing the inside of my body, and my heart was infested with larvae. They were squirming in and out with the tide of my blood. I'd seen my house swarming with infestation. I'd be hurt, tortured, and killed. My insides were usually always rotting and crawling with bugs. I shrugged it off as just dreams, even though it's scary. On the third week, everything quickly went downhill. I decided to do a full tank change on my Oxalot tank, and it falls and crushes my fingers and leg. Then I discovered a large ant infestation in the tank below it. They were so disgusting. They left a black gooey grime everywhere they were. Festering in corners, crawling over one another, it made me retch and gag. I quickly went out, vacuumed, sprayed, and placed traps. I was done with the tank change when I noticed all of the poison ants started running to the inside of the tank below, drowning and killing themselves in it. I emergency moved the fish into another tank, and a pregnant black widow crawls up from the side. I sprayed her down and moved her out. Then a mysterious hole appears in the drywall. Spiders crawl out, crawling on the ceiling and jump onto me from the ceiling while I'm in bed. The pest people have no clue what made the hole, but it keeps getting bigger. They find no termite or cause. Then I notice the fish shelf is breaking. I go out and buy a new shelf at Lowe's, and Lowe's catches on fire while I'm in it. I leave and go wherever else I can find a new shelf, get one, and move my tank onto it when all the glass and tank breaks and they all fall. This is a new tank, less than a year old, and a good brand. I put them in a bucket and buy them a new tank. I clean and add a new filter, new heater, feed them goodnight. I wake up and all of their skin is falling off and they are half dead. I emergency change the water in it and it does no good. Then my cat gets cat fleas from I don't know where. He starts to retch and vomit and is peeing blood. Half of my electrical appliances met their end in the past few days. I threw away so many things, it pains me. Things for my fish, extension cords, vacuums. My hair curler fizzled and burned. The heater on the tank stopped heating and instead sent electrical shocks. This all happened in a few days after the hello and the dreams. You could say it's just bad luck and bugs, but it's too much at once and it doesn't feel right. My dreams, they tried to warn me. And this whole time there's something rhythmic tapping in the ceiling. No scurrying, AC is off. No water damage. It knocks every hour or so. Sometimes it's short knocking, sometimes it's long. It's always from the same spot. Sometimes there's a bang. That one happens in different spots, usually above my head. Sometimes I hear knocking at the door, and when I go to answer, nobody is there. I keep seeing stuff out of the corner of my eyes. No figure, just a shadow. Or a light moving across the room. It feels like large bugs are crawling under my skin all of the time I'm in the house, and it burns like I'm on fire. I am on such high alert, and I am so scared. I left and went to my dad's for a few days because I couldn't take it anymore. It felt so good there. As soon as I came back and stepped foot inside this house, I just feel so much dread. I feel so much better as soon as I step outside, but one step back in, my stomach suddenly drops. What happened to the good vibes? It feels so dark and trapped in here. It used to feel so light and free, but the horrors never end. The pest people spray after I found ants, but they found no larger issues. They sprayed anyways because I needed it for peace. The spiders still haunt me. The hole scares me. The whispers. The dreams. The death of my fish. I love them so much. They found nothing in the attic, and I make sure to check it many times. So why does the tapping not end? I sleep with all the lights on in this dreaded house to the sound of tap, tap, tap. Okay, so that one was hard to read. It kind of made me throw up in the back of my throat a little bit. That was disgusting. Nonetheless, I hope you guys liked it, and I hope you guys liked today's episode. Yes, these are going to be short, sweet, to the point. Kind of like a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am situation. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.